got to remember where I am. I do so many trade shows, I forget. Welcome to Infuse 2017, Caesars Palace Las Vegas, sponsored by Guidance Software. What's your name, sir?
I'm Bob Cruz. Thank
you. Bob, what's your name of your company?
Demisto.
And what do you guys do?
Security, automation, and orchestration.
I love the way that sounds. Tell me what you do.
Me personally?
Well, what's company do? What's the, you know?
Okay, so the company actually, what it does is it takes disparate tools within a security operations center, and it makes them all work together and work harmoniously, and that's the orchestration part.
Oh, interesting. So creating, you know, graphic user interfaces to make things talk, APIs, how are you doing it?
Exactly. So we're grabbing APIs. We can integrate with Syslog or do, you know, a multitude of different ways we can integrate. But our core value proposition is integrating with everybody however we can, whichever way possible, and becoming a fabric for a security operations center.
Oh, that's a great way to say it.
Yeah, it's true, though. I mean,
are we still at a point where there is so much diversity in that space? It's not really... Does everybody write APIs or everybody doesn't write APIs? Or they still want to do proprietary stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's some walled gardens out there, but even then we find a way to work with them. You know, this is a pretty hot space, so there's a lot of emerging competition, and so some people do not want to work with us or within the space, but we still integrate with whoever we can. It's all customer-driven, so whatever they need us to do, we'll do it.
Now, do you bring it into a user interface that looks generic and it has everybody in there, but it's branded with your name, or how does it look?
Yeah, no, it's really super user-friendly. It literally looks like Visio on steroids.
Oh, cool.
And so you can create a flow chart. And so that's the other part. That's the automation part.
Come back a little bit on your mic. Just back up. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
I'm getting too close.
So tell me some of the devices you're hooking together.
So we work very closely with Cylance. Is a very close partner of ours. People like FireEye, who's actually not a partner, but we integrate with them anyway.
All right.
So they're a good example. And we're looking at doing some others like Palo Alto, Splunk. Vector's a very good partner of ours as well. But I mean, you name it, we're going to integrate with them and make it easier for everybody in the security operations center.
So I was at ISC West a year ago.
Yeah.
And Tyco, I think, told me that 2015 was the first year that digital cameras surpassed analog cameras.
And nice.
I go, what? People were still buying analog cameras up to 2015, surpassing digital, right?
Oh, yeah. I just got a Polaroid the other day.
Yeah, my daughter has.
Yeah.
They're making the film again.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So when you walk into a data center, or not data center, a command center, let's say, right?
Yeah, security operations center.
Right, sure, got a SOC. What are you finding? Are you finding some old analog stuff still? And you wire that stuff together still?
Yeah, well, two answers there. So, first answer is yes, absolutely. You
can
find some very archaic analog stuff. Probably not ticker tape, but pretty close to it.
Right.
And, it's come back. The old adage is that if it works, don't fix, don't break it.
That's true.
Fix it or whatever. Yeah. But so you do find a lot of old stuff. And yes, we can integrate all of that. Again, we use, we're built on Python and JavaScript, so it's very open architecture.
Okay.
And we've got some folks that have lived the lives of the customers in the security operations center and know how to make it all work together. And so really what we're looking to do is automate those normally manual processes of all these disparate tools that they have.
Yeah, so many of them. Because it's all kind of built on budgets. I got this
Correct.
Budget approved for this year for this part, but not next year.
Right, hand to mouth.
Yeah.
Hand to mouth. That.
Now, are you finding this same challenge in... I've been to Microsoft's command center. Talk about a freaking command center.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right? Mike Howard took me up there, gave me a walk. I don't expect to see that kind of thing there. But do you still see in some, enterprise-level command center, this lag? I call it a lag, and I call it a gap. I'm old enough to work DOS when I was a kid. Not a kid. Well, I was... 20-something years old, my first computer.
Yeah.
And I understand that. So I don't have a gap. I've lived the technology. But a new security director, when I say new, that's 30-ish.
Yeah.
They think the technology was magic and was already there. They didn't learn that it was invented 40 years ago, right?
Right.
So do you find these gaps in knowledge when they design their command centers that, they're putting just the wrong things in there? They don't get how it all works together.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's got a different experience. And frankly, security automation orchestration is a new space.
Yeah, because the security things they built are always 5 years behind everybody.
Well, yeah. And the other aspect of this is the human factor. So, I mean, we like to talk about technology a lot. But one of the most important things about our solution, our fabric, is that we make people's lives easier. Now, that sounds really dramatic.
Well,
but
it's true.
It's true. It's all about the people. Because there's a massive shortage of labor today, of skilled labor that can operate.
A million person shortage.
Absolutely, and it's growing daily. And so when you look at a sock, it's a job that's kind of not easy.
Right.
So it's the hardest to recruit for. It's the hardest to ramp somebody to full productivity. It's the hardest to retain that personnel because it's got a high burnout factor.
Right.
And when they leave, and they do leave, it's the hardest to replace.
And taking the knowledge with them, by the way.
Right. So you got four R's there, you know, that are your headwinds. And so what we do is we speed up that time to ramp. We make it easier to retain them because their lives are better because we are automating a lot of these processes. And if they do leave, it's easier to ramp somebody to full productivity.
Now, if you're coming in, are you usually coming in after they've built the SOC, or you're now starting to come in as part of the design and build?
Today, the trend is that we're starting to find that people bring us into an existing SOC.
Okay.
And again, it's because it's such a new space. But what we're starting to see now, the trend is building of people, you know, using us as part of the reference architecture for a SOC. So when they're building a SOC, they're actually speccing this in as part of a key building block as the fabric again, and I keep coming back to that, for the rest of the SOC because it'll integrate with everything and it'll present all of the tools in a common interface.
Now, I know you got another appointment. So, Miss Aaron, you're going to give me a two-minute finger from Lewis over here because I can't see behind my back. Okay, so make sure you get out in your time.
It's teamwork there. Talk about, to automate that.
Maybe. Yeah, we should somehow, right? Talk about pricing, not quotes, but I mean, is it subscription-based? Is it software? Do you have a command? You have a command center that says, let me log in and help you. How does it work?
Yeah, well, so the solution, let's talk about the solution itself. So it can be cloud-based, it can be on-prem, in a virtual appliance.
Yeah.
It's extremely flexible and will support whatever architecture the end user needs. So it's very flexible that way. In terms of pricing, I'm actually glad you asked that because one of the best things about our solution, if you look across competitors in this space, some of them are very expensive and hard to get started with. But in an era of, again, discretionary spending and budget, you need to have a really aggressive pricing structure that allows people to get started and then grow from there in a phase type of approach. So
that's
what you call land and expand.
All right.
So we have a very customer-friendly pricing structure.
So I'm a gas station. I got four cameras. I got, a guy on call. I mean, it's a small operation, but I might want to put it in. I want to hook those analogs with my other four gas stations around
exactly,
the city because I'm a franchise or something.
Yeah.
And you could make that all work.
Yeah, no, it'd be exactly. No, absolutely. I mean, it'd be cost prohibitive otherwise, but with our solution, it's not. Another important point about our platform is not only is it cloud-based or software-based, it is subscription-based. So it is an ACV model, so it's a SaaS-based type of model. But we were built with multi-tenancy from the ground up. So if you're looking at a managed security service provider, we can absolutely provide a solution for that.
Excellent.
So that's pretty unique to Demisto.
How long have you guys been around?
We've been around since 2005.
That's a long time in this business.
Is that 2005? 2015, I dropped 10 years there. I thought it was 2005.
Nobody will know. That's fine. All right. What's on the drawing table for you guys? I went to Black Hat. I did about 40 shows.
Yeah.
One guy interviewed. Boy, I wish I could remember his name. I'll have to look it up. But I said, what do you do? Well, we project thought into the future for future threats. In other words, hackers can't do this yet. And then we come backwards and try to solve now, so when they can do it already, and my mind went, wow, time travel, HG Wells, that's great stuff, right? So I asked this question that way. What do you see in the future as a threat? It's not here yet, right?
Yeah.
In business, maybe. What worries you? What keeps you up at night? You got the pieces wired together, which makes you feel good.
Right.
What are you worried about?
Well, I would say it's that trend of labor shortage, that skilled worker.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's absolutely, the trend, and it's not going to stop. And of course, the immigration's a big topic, a hot political topic, and no matter which side of the fence you're on, it's a big issue.
Now, do you feel it personally when you try to hire people for your company?
Yeah, it's very hard to find talent, even in sales, right?
Yeah.
It's very hard to find people, and we often have to recruit outside of the state or the country. It's very common, and actually, we end up benefiting from it, but it does make it harder.
Yeah, a friend of mine who came on the show a couple of times, CyberSN.
Sure.
That's all she does.
Yeah.
And it's not hard. She's an expert at it, and it's not easy for her to get the people.
No, it's
in a field where there's zero unemployment, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Bob, it's been a fascinating conversation.
Much.
Get you off
thank
to your next appointment. Thanks for coming on Security Guy TV.
Appreciate
I'll post this out on all social media. And this is one of those innovative products that to me is like, really? We didn't have one of these things, but now we have it. It's great. It's common sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, it's just
going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun selling.
Great. So. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
All right.